For WTOP News, this is The Book Report. I'm Tariq King. This week, a mystery suspense novel of the best kind, a book that explores the question of how far a person will go to conquer the demons of their past and achieve closure. These questions confront the character of Simone in the new novel, Perfect Little Lives, by co-authors and sisters Amber and Danielle Brown. I sat down to speak with Amber and Danielle Brown about Perfect Little Lives on the eve of the book's release.
Thank you so much for being on the WTOP Book Report today, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
The book is Perfect Little Lives. The premise is gripping. It's the story of Simone. What's her journey?
Simone is a young woman working in New York City, but she is originally from New Jersey. She doesn't tell people that, though, because she has some sordid things about her past that she doesn't really want to get out there. Mm-hmm. But when we meet her, the past is sort of catching up with her present, and then she's going to have to reckon with that. There's a documentary filmmaker hounding her, wanting her to be interviewed for what the documentary filmmaker is titling the most heinous murders that ever happened in New Jersey. One of the subjects just happens to be Simone's father. And the person that he has been accused of murdering is her mother.
What do you think are some interesting themes or moments in the book that you believe would like spark interesting discussions and conversations among your readers?
So just a fun fact, the like working title for this book was called Closure. The main topic of discussion is closure worth it? Mm-hmm. We all, with relationships, with friendships, just death. To be anything, death, we all want this elusive closure, but sometimes you might get that closure and not like what you get. So Simone is desperate to find out who murdered her mother, but what if the person who murdered her mother
was her father?
Yeah. What if she's been wrong this whole time? Or what if it's someone else close to her that she doesn't want to have to deal with the ramifications of that? So while it is a quest for justice, the emotional through line is this idea of closure, wanting answers so desperate you sacrifice the truth, because the truth can be different from answers.
She is a chess player. That's the way I see it. She is a strategist and a chess player. And the thing that I found great about reading her is so much of her internal dialogue is really, really, really sussed out. What's the process of developing that like for you guys? Where does she come from?
Well, I would say the very outline of her comes from us. Only because, of course, every writer, you know, your personality and stuff gets infused into characters somehow. So we're from New Jersey and we're from
the hood in New Jersey.
Yes, which is adjacent to the very upper echelon.
Yeah.
So Simone, after this whole murder thing goes down, she has to move out of the very cushy, affluent neighborhood to the hood, basically. I would say her tenacity and her obstinance is definitely us, too. Stubborn, but stubborn for a good cause is definitely our personality. So, I mean, even to just get published, you got to be really stubborn and just believe in yourself. And like, so what she's doing is she's just very steadfast in her belief, and she'll do anything to prove it.
Yeah.
That also ties into the philosophical kind of discussion of the book, which is, can you want answers so bad that you don't care about the truth anymore?
Mm-hmm. And that's the psychological element of the book. You're kind of like, you're following her and she's finding clues, but you're like, you have to ask yourself, is she right? Or is she just making this up in her head, making this elaborate story in her head because it comforts her? Because she really still needs that closure from who killed her mother, and also the closure of, like, she wants to get her father out of jail.
How do you approach building the dynamics between those two characters, given their shared history? I felt like race was kind of in the background, so to speak. It wasn't really pushed to the forefront too much. Mm-hmm. But I guess what most people would ask you is, and I don't want to be so literal, but is there like a real life analog?
It wasn't like something that happened in real life, but it's really just the whole coloring of our life. So racism is obviously in every facet of our lives, even if it's never in your face. And that's kind of the point. We didn't want it to be on the nose. We didn't want it to be too prescriptive, because racism in real life is actually insidious. It's never, I mean, I don't say never, but it's usually not someone saying the N-word to your face. It's systems and things that you can't really see. And that was part of the big commentary, was the whole justice system and how it was built to just imprison Black people, especially Black men. And that's kind of that's like you said, that's the background. And Simone's position, especially in relation to this white family that she grew up with, and she grew up kind of idolizing because they were best friends. And then, you know, you're seeing everybody in the neighborhood who has things, and, you know, so that's the whole setup of the story.
Mm-hmm. Who is this book for? Who are you writing for when you think about your audience and these stories and these characters?
I would say, first and foremost, we're writing for Black women.
Yeah.
We wanted the girls like us who were 13, 14, getting into reading to be like, oh, I see myself. Because we did. There was a book by, it's called No Disrespect. And
Sister Soldier.
Sister Soldier, yes. No Disrespect. And it was about a young woman starting college, which was a few years older than us. And we were like, we want to be her. And we just want our, if we're talking like characters, yes, like we want our young Black women and older Black women to just relate and just to be like, yeah, I see myself. Overall, though, it's for people who like social commentary in entertaining stories.
Yeah, because that's always our goal, is we want to combine the social commentary, like I said, not on a nose way, but it's just there. It just exists in the world of the book. And anybody who likes a twisty thriller, like, we love reading twisty, fun thrillers. You could have a twisty thriller, but it's not that much substance. And then you could have something like social commentary, but it's kind of on the nose and it's kind of thrown in your face. We wanted to mix those two together, so you're getting the best of both worlds.
I'm so excited to interview you, because when I saw not only the storyline of the book, but who you guys were, it brought to mind that thought, you're not supposed to work with friends and family. And you guys, you're identical twins. So what's the experience like of you guys creating a fictional story, bringing all of your individual ideas and personalities to these characters? What's that process like working together? How can you stand each other?
We didn't at first. So just a little backstory is that we originally started writing separately for a really long time, like since we were like 14. Mm-hmm. And I always swore I would never, ever, ever write a book with her for this exact reason, because I felt like, okay, we're twins, so we have pretty much the same personality, but
we both have very strong opinions on things.
Exactly. Sometimes that's my point.
Most of the times we agree, but when we disagree, it's a huge deal.
Yeah. But how we got through it was essentially, we just have to take turns. And for Perfect Little Lives, since it was our second rodeo, we kind of nailed the process a little bit more. But for our first book, someone had to do it. It was horrific at first. So the way we did it was, I wrote like this outline, and then Danielle went in and beefed it up and made it a novel. And then we would go back and forth editing.
In a Google Doc.
Yes.
And so we had over 1,000 comments.
Yes. So we would write notes and say, oh, I don't like this word, or this paragraph is clunky.
Okay. Well, if you don't like it, then think of something better.
Exactly. That's how she would be. And I told her, if you're going to have a critique, you have to have a suggestion of how to fix it. So that was one of our first ways of learning to work through things.
So many positives to working together, because her strengths are my weaknesses and vice versa. And if I'm, you know, overwhelmed with something, well, she'll handle it that day. Like, especially in edits, it's so much easier to like have someone like, hey, I don't understand how to fix this. And then she'll be like, look, it's easy. We'll just do this, this, this. And they're like, oh, okay, I got it. Instead of just like, when I was on my own, I would just like, if I got notes back and I didn't know how to deal with it, I would just spiral for a few days and be like, oh my God, I don't know. And then eventually you always figure it out, but this is so much easier. Like, the editing is so much easier.
Is there a seed for a next book in the works?
So yes, we're currently working on our third book. It's going to be called Zetas Till We Die. It's following a Black sorority then and now. So
yeah,
10 years ago and in the present tense. So there's two timelines, and we're following basically the queen bee of that sorority.
Yeah. And the past timeline, her best friend, who was also a pledger, she died. And there was got murdered by this stalker on campus. And the whole impetus of the book is that guy is after the Zetas. And the main character is convinced he is going to kill each and every one of us until we all die, because he's mad because we are the ones who put him in jail. We testified for him. He's in jail. And now he's being released and he's after us. He's going to get us until we die.
Fantastic. I look forward to reading that one. And yeah, I had an absolute blast reading Perfect Little Lives. I'm really excited and happy for you, and good luck with the book. And I really hope it does well. And thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This was so fun.
And thank you all for listening. This is The Book Report for WTOP News and WTOP.com. I'm Tariq King.